Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. This is a very special segment by a great friend of Building Fortunes Radio and myself. Her name is Jody Bear. Jody is spelt, if you're going to write her a letter, which you could, which would be really nice because nobody writes letters anymore, it would be J-O space D-E-E. But on a website, there's no spaces, so we put together a website, buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody, J-O-D-E-E, so you'll be able to listen to this radio show and others as often as you like. Now, the reason why I say Jody Bear is a friend of Building Fortunes Radio, long time ago, many years ago, I think it might be like 8 or something, maybe even longer than that, I started doing a radio show with Jody Bear. And after the first phone call that I had with her before we started the radio show, the first phone call I had with her had an energy to it that was just different, meaning you just knew that this was somebody that was going to probably leave a mark, and she was going to, I say that all playfully, and she was somebody that was going to, you know, have a big influence on my life, because you could just tell, and you knew that she was a health coach, so you'd probably live longer, you know, and learn a lot of other stuff as well, and probably make a big impact on your family and your business and everything else like that too. But when we started to do these radio shows, as I recommend, let's do some radio shows because you got a great message, I knew that she would build something big. And what I mean by build something big is I didn't know, but I just knew it would be big. And we started doing radio shows, and then she started doing her own websites, and then it led to her own, you know, conference calls. And then I kind of introduced her to web broadcasting, and she started doing her own podcasts, and that led to a TV show and led to writing books. And some of these might be a little bit of out of order because she's doing all this stuff all at the same time. Then she becomes a bestseller and then a international, multinational bestseller as well with some major authors. And she pulls along some great friends who've made a huge impact on our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience. So anytime I get a chance to have a conversation or a radio show with Jody Bear, it is just a wonderful thing. She happens to be married to, like, the coolest guy in the world, Bob Bear. And that's just he's like cherry on the cake. He's just a cool guy. And the reality is here, we are here for a special message for you today that you probably want to play whenever you feel like you want to play it, but certainly around the holiday times as well. So, Jody, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
And thank you, Peter. Every single time my spirit soars, since that's the topic of today, my spirit soars when what you say. By the way, it's just like a guy, you don't really remember dates. It's been 13 years.
Wow.
A little more than 8. A 13, and 13 is my lucky number, but especially for this time slot and this viewing audience, because I do my show with Peter and Blog Talk Radio on Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And this will play this Sunday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, and the following Sunday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And what we normally do, unless they're replays, is that we run our show so you can ask Health Coach Jody questions. So if you have questions, when you're out here listening to this radio show, just decide that you're going to dial on in when we go live the next time, which I'm going to give, before I get into our message, I'm going to give our audience this date, and it is on the 7th of April. We will be live. If you've got any questions that you hear about the spiritual pillar of health, please dial into this. If you have any questions on this with my guest, which that night will be Kathy Strauss, a very spiritual person as well. She's a coaching creationer, as she calls it. So please keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, I am always honored. My first marriage didn't last 13 years, so Peter, you must be special. That's all I can say.
I guess so.
And for those of you that don't know my voice, I'm Dr. Jody Baird, known as America's top foundational health coach. What I've done over my 43 years of health coaching, but into my fifth decade, I can say that I've been honored and humbled to bring over 35,000 client patients through 1.1 million pounds of toxic fat lost. And during the COVID era, my partner with Healthopedia, our latest vertical brand, Dr. James Marinakis, and I were able to bring 100,000 people through the pandemic, in the height of the pandemic, 100,000 clients with no mortalities. And what we're doing now with our product, V-Gard, and you can look up vitalessence.com, VitalEssence.com. You can also find it on my website, drjodee.com. You can find it under the health tab. I can say that I've had over 3,000 people that have long COVID, whatever kind of COVID, that they've been able to get over this, because that's what foundational health is. That's what foundationally health is. Just like it was my foundation when I knew that everything happened out of the blue, that's when you go into your spiritual pillar. Those of you that know my story, I was paralyzed from the shoulders on down. I was broadsided by a Lincoln Continental and found myself in a surgical halo. I'm embarrassed to say it was the first time I read my Bible from cover to cover. Why? Because I could do nothing. But spirituality is one of the bedrocks. It begins and ends, that horseshoe, with spirituality. It was a miracle that you came into this world, and you will transition in spirituality, no matter what you believe. But the spiritual part of health, and that's what I'm going to go over today. I'm going to lay a groundwork. And then, because Passover for me is this coming Sunday, then there's Easter, and then the Jewish religion celebrates Passover again on the, actually they celebrate it on the 19th of April. It's not the same time that I personally, according to the Old Testament calendar, does it this year. So I thought, what a better place to bring the message of the spiritual pillar of health, because I talk about spiritual, then it's physical, mental, emotional, social, and financial. In some areas of Chinese medicine, in others, or it's spiritual, then it comes in mental, physical, emotional, financial, and social. But both yin and yang agree on one thing, spiritual as the top of the food chain. Spirit is what brought you into this world, because guess what? You were a winner from the very beginning. Think about all of those swimmers that missed, but that one swimmer made you, and that was in the spirit. You see, true spirituality, ladies and gentlemen, can be understood best with a deep connection with something greater than yourself. It often involves a search for meaning, purpose, but most of all, inner peace. That inner peace that, as my German father said in his own way, but my Norwegian Lutheran mother, who had this accent where she would say, Jody, the humility is kind of high. As she got older, she said, I'm not a young fried chicken anymore. She would go ahead and make those things go back and forth. But when she said this about spirituality, she said, you know it in your knower. You know it's inner peace. And it goes beyond religious rituals or dogma. It focuses more on personal growth. In my case, it's spiritual health. As a health coach, a nutritionist, it's also self-awareness, compassion, gosh, and maybe just understanding the universe. What do you think? But spirituality is subjective. It's a subjective experience, ladies and gentlemen. It can manifest itself in various ways, such as through meditation, guidance, prayer, mindfulness, acts of kindness, gratitude, a sense of interconnectivity with all living beings. See, the animal kingdom doesn't do any of that now, does it? It often involves exploring questions about the nature of existence, about the self, and about the divine. But the true essence, and I'm going to plug our second book that's coming out, we're a third of the way through, will launch on the 8th of August with Dr. Khalilah Camacho Ali here. And I will say, The Essence of a Woman. Yes, that's the title of the book. Thank you to my partner, Dr. James Marinakis, gave the title The Essence of a Woman. But it's the essence of a man, too. Both sides of the coin, male and female. In essence, the true spirituality is about cultivating, a sense of harmony, love, that wisdom within yourself, because you're the only person that will never leave you. That's what I mentioned in my 21 Days to Your Best You, the award-winning Amazon bestseller in six categories and also in six countries. I say this in Chapter 8, under Burning Desire. You are the president of You Incorporated. That's where the spirituality starts at. You are the president of you and you. See, children may leave you one day, and husbands and wives better. So make sure that you are the president of you and you. You don't know who's going to leave you. Better be ready to have your spirituality in order so you know about that aloneness, but you're never alone because you have your spiritual sense. You see, it's a journey of self-discovery. That's what I found. It's transformation. Transformation, weight loss in the physical pillar or spirituality, any gratitude in the mental, the relationship harmony in the social, a great bank account in the financial, and of course, emotional, having that inner peace. It's all transformation. It's an inside job. And it's that alignment within yourself to your own higher purpose. I've always heard, and one of my mentors and great people who has been on Building Fortunes Radio several years ago, Tommy Saka said, your belief is your belief. Whether you choose to believe it or not, it belongs to you. It does, doesn't it? See, my Passover is this coming Sunday, and then it goes into First Fruit. So don't call me on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. Don't dial that 800 number that I'm going to give you right now because you'll go ahead and you won't get a call back till Wednesday. You can reach out to me at 800-820-0584. That's 800-820-0854. But Passover for me and what I found people that are aligned with me is this Sunday. Easter is the 31st, and the Jewish Passover is the 19th. So it's April 19th. My apologies, my Jewish friends, if you're listening. It's 4/19. And Peter, after this commercial break, we're going to get into Passover. Back to you.
Excellent. Okay, good. So we're going to take a little quick commercial break. As you already mentioned, if you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody, you'll be able to hear this all over again. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out pmmarketingsnetworklead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized website, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here with Jody Bear. Jody, back to you.
Thank you, Peter. So the history of Passover is also known as Pesach, okay? But I'm not Hebrew, so I really don't know Hebrew. But it's a significant holiday. It commemorates the liberation of the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, okay? The history of Passover is rooted. It is the most holy day in the Jewish religion. It's found in the book of Exodus. It's right there, and those that use the Hebrew Bible too. So whether it's the Old Testament, New Testament, if you're a faith-based and believe in both Testaments or the Hebrew Bible. Okay, so the biblical account is that the Israelites were enslaved in Egypt. You know, it must have been a real cool thing. And they were under the rule of Pharaoh, of course. And I'm going to give him his real name historically. Some people call him God, but and I'll get to this in the end of why I'm changing it to the historical name of God, and his historical name is Yah, Y-A-H, or Yahuwah, Y-A-H-U-A-H. If you go to my personal Facebook account, you'll see on the cover page, it's right there in the Hebrew letters. So Yahuwah sent 10 plagues upon Egypt to convince this Pharaoh to release the Israelites with the first plague. Okay, so he went to him the first time. Guess what? He didn't do a thing. And he said, let my people go, did nothing. So to protect themselves from the plague, the Israelites, well, they're instructed to mark their doorposts with the blood of a sacrificial lamb. I guess that would work. Okay, the night, now I'm going to jump through. I'm going to jump ahead. The ninth of this 10th plague, see, there were 10 of them, 1 through 10, the 10th plague known as the Passover, all right, God passed, or Yahuwah, passed over these houses marked with that blood. He said, no, not for today. Guess what? It spared the Israelites' firstborn. How is that for a sign? That's a spiritual health phenomena, wouldn't it be? Save them, all right? Guess what? Pharaoh, finally, after the 10th plague, he went ahead and he relented and he said, okay, enough's enough. Have you ever felt like that in your health or your life? You're enough's enough. Well, Pharaoh said, you can exit out of my country. And the Israelites were free. What a miracle. They left. They left quick enough. This is the part of the story I just love. They left quick enough that, oops, they had time to let their bread rise, leading us to the tradition of eating unleavened bread, known as matzah, during Passover. There are no coincidences when it comes to Yahuwah. See, the Passover is observed now for 7 or 8 days, depending on a tradition. It includes rituals such as the Seder meal, which recounts the story of Exodus, symbolic foods, and prayers. Okay, but most of all, this is what I like about this. And yes, I'm going to make a feast on Sunday for Bob and I, as I call him the Big Bear. We're going to recount the story of Exodus. We're going to recount this part for me, of reflection, of gratitude, and celebration for freedom. You're allowed to think what you want to think spiritually now, aren't you? That spiritual freedom is true spiritual health and redemption, because he has promised to redeem us all. But Passover is then one of the most widely observed Jewish holidays with the people that I align myself with. Well, it holds great cultural and religious significance as well. But most of all, it's a deep spiritual, what I'm going to call today, spiritual health. Okay, and in essence, it just is that essence, as I called it, that I look forward to now being, this is being recorded and you're hearing this on Wednesday, that I enter into my personal time for myself Saturday, which I always do in personal and spiritual health every single Saturday in the afternoon. Then I can go in and have my normal monthly Sabbath is on Sunday. But this time I'm calling it that Yahuwah, commonly known as God, has upsized, in my case, a vegetarian happy meal, because it doesn't go from sundown to sundown. It actually, my Passover starts at sun up on Sunday and goes all the way through for not only sundown Sunday, but then we go into what is called, and you can look it up in the book of Leviticus, which is in the Old Testament, of first fruits. So it goes into Tuesday because we're coming up to spring and we make this joyous celebration of things. So all of that to say is, to me, it's like the time and the significance that I want to bring back to this is, we always know, and we call, and we've heard the common thing of the son of the common name of God is called Jesus. But I refer to him as his original name, which is Yahusha. You see how Yah, being God, is included in Yahusha. Yahuwah, Yahusha. And I'm going to tell you this reference at the very beginning. You can read all about this and see where it is. All right. You see, the significance of Yahusha or Yahusha, it's kind of like, ladies and gentlemen, neither or neither. Okay, is it Yahusha or is it Yahusha? Okay, you choose. But Yahusha came into this Passover. We know in the night that he was betrayed and then his crucifixion and resurrection. Okay, the significance of Yahusha, commonly known as Jesus, but Yahusha's Passover, crucifixion, and resurrection, they started with a meal night, didn't they? He and his 12 bros called the disciples, sitting down, having what is known as the Last Supper. They were having their Passover meal because they were celebrating Passover. What I had just said, how his people got out of Egypt away from Pharaoh. So they were having that unleavened bread, having wine, recounting the commemoration of them leaving Exodus, you know, the Exodus of, leaving Egypt with their Exodus. All right. So let's talk about this a minute. It's central. This is central to any faith-based believing person who believes in Yahuwah, commonly known as God, and Yahusha, commonly known as Jesus. Anybody, we all, whether you're Lutheran, whether you're Church of Christ, Church of God, Baptist, the millions of, as I call them, Kool-Aid flavors or the Heinz 57 varieties, or I've got to get another health coaching label, or it could be the Baskin-Robbins 31 flavors. We all agree on one thing. Yahuwah, commonly known as God, Yahusha, his son, commonly known as Jesus. Guess what? We all go down to that one central Christian faith. Yahuwah created it. Yahusha came down to save it. He was crucified, died, was buried, and resurrected again. Bottom line. Now, I can tell you with this that there's certain, like, spiritual, theological implications. I'm no theologian. I'm a health coach and holistic nutritionist. Remember, your belief is your belief, whether you choose to believe it or not. So believe it or not, the crucifixion, Yahusha's crucifixion during the time of Passover is symbolic of that sacrificial act. I believe that Yahusha was the son of Yahuwah and he could have gotten himself off. I'm done with this deal. He was perfect and sinless. He could have gotten himself off of that stake. Most people call it a cross. Oh, yeah. He didn't have to die for sins of humanity. He's like, I'm out of here. That's too much. But he went to the finish line. His crucifixion is viewed as fulfillment of the left side of the book, the Old Testament, and the prophecies to be fulfilled with the resurrection in 3 days, the divine number, all right? The resurrection of Yahusha is a fundamental belief of any believing people who believe that Yahuwah, commonly known as God, had a son who was perfect, commonly known as Jesus. I call him Yahuwah. It signifies victory over sin and death. It demonstrates Yahushua's divinity and power over the grave. Hello, I like that kind of power. It makes me feel good. I'm going to tell you where you can find out more if it speaks to you. No pressure, no sales, but I'm going to tell you where I got this from, all right? Always show where my info is. And, oh, by the way, you can go to my website, drjodee.com, under my blogs. You will find this under mindfulness. This new blog will be out within 24 hours from this recording on this show here on Wednesday. See, the resurrection seems to be confirmation, like it was a stamp of approval that the identity as the Messiah, and he was connected to Yahuwah. And it gives us faith. Faith is a good thing. There's a connection to this Passover. Ladies and gentlemen, the time of Yahusha's crucifixion has parallels to this Passover in the Old Testament. In fact, since I came into this new understanding of my faith and have been a faith-based believer since I was 7 years old, you make that mark in the sand. I can say that this is the first time that the Old Testament Passover, which I coordinate according to the Old Testament and the moon and new moon, all right, which is in the Old Testament. It's not something way out there, well, out in space. And even if you think it is, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Your belief is your belief. It belongs to you. You have one meat suit. You own your own spirituality. I believe this, and I honor whatever you feel. And I know that you're honoring mine as you're listening to this radio show. You see the symbolism, which is very important, that there's a parallel. And usually, like I said, it's at the same time. For some reason, it is not this year for the Jewish religion, first time in 4 years. But the symbolism is in the old, just like the sacrificial lamb, the blood, you know, on the doorpost. Remember that thing? All right? And it saved the Israelites from death. You see, Yahusha's blood was a sacrifice once and for all. It's kind of like the end, subject closed, cross the finish line, don't have to do that race anymore. Now, redemption and atonement. See, the crucifixion and resurrection are redemption for people who believe, such as myself, and it's Yahusha's Passover crucifixion and resurrection that is central to this time of year. And it's highlighted in a believer's faith, 3 days. Now, I have one last part, so hang in here with me. Why do I call him? I bet you're asking this question. Well, maybe you're not, but if you're not, I'm going to give it to you anyway. I bet you're kind of wondering why I call him Yahusha. Well, it's just a little nuance. I'm going to give an example. I've known Peter, I said this at the very beginning, for my favorite number, 13 years. I called him up on the phone, and I said, is Peter there? Peter would go back and say, you've got the wrong number. Or he'd say, you've got the wrong name. Same deal. But I said, I know you're Peter. No, you've got the wrong name. And so I challenge each and every one of you, if you are curious about how I came to this revelation, how I've included this in my spiritual pillar of health for me, Jody, go to your front of your preface. Every Bible has a preface. I don't care what translation is. And you will see that it was a committee of King Constantine over the Nicene Creed, and they just threw in a one thing, and they decided to pick a name for this guy that everybody could agree on, and that's how he became Jesus. It was, they put a J, which was never there before, rather than Yah, and the other part of this Nicene Creed consortium, these guys, wanted to be called something like Zeus, back from Greece. That's how they came up with Jesus. So I went back after I when did I read my preface? When did Jody Bear, being so busy in her schedule, when did she have time to read her preface of her Bible? Well, I wasn't going to clean any more closets during COVID. It was during the COVID pandemic. We were locked in. I picked up my Bible one day, and I'm going, I don't think I've ever read the preface, not even when I was face down in that surgical halo. I started with Genesis. I didn't read the preface. And there I saw it. Ever had one of those times that it just hits you smack in the face and you cannot ignore it? You absolutely are overwhelmed. You are transfixed and you remember that moment of time. In my spiritual walk, that was that time that happened to me during COVID, March 6th, and it was 2020. And I thought to myself, you mean his name isn't what I've been calling him all this time? It's Jesus? I guess I can still call him that. But if I want to go back to the origins of the word, God is Yah, and he's Yahusha. So I'm going to give you some references if you're curious about this. And I can tell you, I want to be called Jody rather than Judy. I wonder whether our Savior, our Creator of all, would appreciate it if we all could get back to the original name. We could get back, as you know, Alex Huxley would say, back to the roots. Let's get back to the roots. And this is where you can go. That significance it holds for me has been the most amazing journey the last 4 years of my spiritual pillar. I've never shared this publicly in this platform. I've never shared it as a health coach from the holistic health side of things. And I certainly appreciate Peter always, as I do. And I know I give you the right name. You're not Patter. You're Peter. I just give you such honor, and I humbly so just honored to know you that I could give this story in my most recent journey of my spiritual pillar. You see, I had this conversation, kind of like you're going to be having this conversation with me, and you're going to listen to this broadcast, I hope, over and over again. I hope you share it out. I had this with an ordained minister who began this movement of going back to the roots, just like Huxley went back to roots, the miniseries, all these many, many decades ago. And he's gone back to the roots of the original name of what we commonly call as God, and the original name of what has been commonly called as Jesus, Yahuwah and Yahusha. He found it, and I'm going to give you the website. It's promotethetruth.com. It is www.promotethetruth.com. I'm going to come back to this, that your belief is your belief, whether you choose to believe it or not. But the six pillars of health, think about it. That horseshoe, you see the cover of our beautiful book that went all 13 markets in Amazon in 3.5 hours, became all 13 countries, 3.5 hours, became an international bestseller on its way to a New York Times bestseller. I'm looking at the book right now, and it's in a horseshoe. But the horseshoe is up. It's an up horseshoe. And guess what? The puzzle pieces of health and the puzzle pieces that are within you are inside that book. And also pillars of health, spiritual to the end, whether it is financial or social, those switch out, but the spiritual one always is the first. You see, do your research like I did. Do your research. You will find me on Facebook. I'm going to say that I am Jody Nylander-Bear. You can find us at Healthopedia 365 on YouTube, Healthopedia 365 on Instagram. My personal site is Health Coach Jody on Instagram. I don't put this in a business standpoint because your business is like the truth is the truth and your own business. But you will find this information on my personal Facebook page that has the original Hebrew letters of his name, Yahuwah. You will find it on my personal health coaching page as soon as Peter gets me this recording. Why? Because it's important to share. It's important to share you. Share you. Share your story during this time. Spring is in the air. First fruits is Tuesday. We're coming up to this and this way of new beginnings. Why not you? Maybe it's you when you do your research. And please contact me at Jodee at healthcoachjodemyname.com. Go to my website, drjodee.com, and you can leave a message. Leave a message. What's this contest? I would love to hear if this meant something to you today, that you've done your research. If you have questions, I will get you in contact with the executives and the people that are running this promotethetruth.com, and you can go on YouTube. You will find that they have over 200,000 followers. It's no small, like, two or three people at this point. See, the most important thing is about you and your world. As my saying goes, when you take care of you and your world, the world around you, powered forever. What if you found your real you during this spring equinox? What if you found your real you and your spiritual pillar? What if you found your way? Because it's your belief is your belief, whether you choose to believe it or not. It belongs to you, just like your meat suit, as Dr. Bill Janicek, my colleague and a great friend of Traverse TV, when we have our Doctor Talk Symposium for Thursday of the month. And Bill Janicek always calls it, as a chiropractor, I work on the meat suit. We only have one meat suit. Or as they say in Spanish, un cuerpo, una vida, only one body, one life. This is you and you alone. So it's your future. It really is. Find your way right now. Don't put it off. When I say the time is now, this really means one, spelled backwards with now, W-O-N. See, your future. You know, when they say your health, take care of it. Your future self will thank you for it. Well, in this case, your future and eternal self will thank you for it. So just remember this website, promotethetruth.com. And I'm sure Peter will have it over in buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody. You can find the volumes, Peter, of shows that we have done. It's probably as large as the Gutenberg Bible too, but you'll find this one with not only promotethetruth.com, but you can get any information whatsoever on your physical health, your emotional, mental, social, financial, and now your spiritual health at drjodee.com if you have any questions, or your research at promotethetruth.com. So this, Peter, is always Dr. J saying, have a spiritual kind of holiday every single day. Thank you, Peter.
Excellent information. So thank you so much for the holiday message and the spiritual pillar. So we're going to be back, and we're going to do replays of this probably even more often. We'll do it during the week, especially since this is a great message. If you want to hear it again, you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody. That's spelled J-O-D-E-E. And look for the title with the spiritual pillar in it. And then we'll also make sure we have the link to the Truth website that you referenced a little bit earlier. So we'll have
promote
all that stuff in there.
Promotethetruth.com.
So we'll have that in there as well. So this special time, you know, when everybody's busy doing other stuff, this is the sort of stuff that could, you know, really make a big difference as far as grounding people, especially during the holiday time. So enjoy your holidays, Jody, and thanks for the special message, and we're going to catch everybody next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.